Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it's fun to hear people calling in from all over. I heard folks calling in from Virginia and California and Colorado and Illinois and Hawaii and Indiana, Louisiana, Washington, New York, Florida, Texas, just all over the place. And that is the usual drill here on these Wednesday night calls. We've got our owner and founder, author of the Green Foods Bible, David Sandoval, standing by. Tonight's show is going to be about not only just what you eat, but when you eat, where it came from, how you eat, why you eat. So, as always, there's going to be lots of good information, probably a handful of stories, bit of research, and whatever else is on Dave's mind. So, tonight's call is being recorded, and I'm going to turn the call over to our owner and founder, David Sandoval.
Well, good evening, everybody. Dave, could you hear me?
I can, yeah. I can hear you.
Awesome. No echo or anything, because I'm on my Bluetooth.
Now it's getting a little echoey. It was that better in the beginning.
Okay, hold on. Let me try something different here. All right. Anyway, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And we are known as Purium because, really, we are so much more than health products. We are a lifestyle company, and it's not just about the food you eat, but it is about the lifestyle you live. And the lifestyle encompasses so much more than just your food. The lifestyle actually encompasses, you know, how much sleep you might get, how good your digestion is, what time of the day you eat, how much water you drink, how much exercise you get, what type of attitude you have, you know, what type of gratitude you have. And so, really, as a lifestyle company, I think it's important that we get together on a regular basis. We get together on a regular basis, and we get together as a community. We get together as a family. We get together as people who are united by some pretty cool stuff. We're united by not just a single cause. We're united by a whole group of causes. And some of us may be more dedicated than one to the other. But when you put us all together, we're pretty unstoppable. Some of you love our company because we provide amazing vegan products, vegan proteins, and vegan, you know, superfoods. And other people, they love our company because we're an anti-aging company, because we provide them with the tools to look, feel, and perform like a much younger person than it says on their driver's license. Some of you love us because we've helped you to literally transform your life. You've lost 5, 10, 15, 100, 200, even 250 pounds by changing your lifestyle. You know, there's an old saying that says that if you don't like your life, change your attitude. Well, maybe we're going to change that and say, if you don't like your life, change your lifestyle. And that just might be everything. That might change everything. And so Purium is a lifestyle company. Now, we can't talk about disease, and we shouldn't. We don't sit and say these products prevent cancer, prevent diabetes, anything like that. It is, you know, not even necessary, because everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. You know it. I know it. God knows it. You are what you eat. The quality of the food that you put into your mouth is going to equal the quality of the life that you live. And not just the quality, but the length of time. Train wrecks and accidents notwithstanding, our lifespan is going to be predicated upon some pretty simple choices that we make every day of our lives. Remember the story I told you about my roommate in Norway?
Your phone's breaking up, Dave.
Dr. Pepper a day. And then it turns out she's been doing that for 12 years. Then it turns out sometimes it's two a day. And then it turns out that she never realized that that 1 to 2 a day, that 1 to 2 a day added up over the course of 12 years, and all of a sudden she had 15,000 diet sodas that we know are a very questionable impact on her health. And during that same time, while she was making that decision, other people were having cranberry juice and pineapple juice and spring water, rehydrating their bodies and putting anti-inflammatory compounds and antioxidants and these amazing things into their body, and it adds up. You have 15,000 things that hurt you, juxtaposed with 15,000 things that helped you. And all of a sudden, one single decision that you make during lunch over a short time of your life has 30,000 impacts that you can measure. So if you make decisions every day about how you eat and what you eat and when you eat and how it's combined and how you chew it, how you bless it, how you think about it, if you honor that, if you truly honor that, then you are going to be, you know, wanting to know about Purium. Because Purium honors that. Purium honors the fact that 100 years ago, all food was pure. All food was pure 100 years ago. Purium honors the fact that for thousands of years, ancient cultures from Africa and Asia and Europe and South America and North America and Pacific Islands and other places like Asia and Southeast Asia, Ayurvedic medicine and shamanic medicine and Jamu and all of these arts that have been practiced for thousands of years that have been forgotten, well, those are also incorporated. The knowledge of Ann Wigmore and Bernard Jensen and Hannah Kroger and Paul Bragg and Dr. Christopher and these who have died, those who came before me, those who passed the torch on to me, like the Hopi medicine man passes the torch on to a student to carry that knowledge forward. I feel that responsibility to integrate and to separate, to digest and to understand this knowledge, to make sure it doesn't die and to share it with you in the forum that I've chosen to do that in, the context that I've chosen to present that is in the form, of course, of products, but more importantly, in the source of the knowledge that allows you to understand why and when and how these ancient arts are needed. Now, I want to remind you of the most simple fact that none of us should and could ever forget, and that's that every single day of our life, our cells require vitamins, minerals, enzymes, phytochemicals, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Minerals, of course, as well. And our cells will not and cannot function properly over a long period of time without receiving those. If they fail to receive the required amount, then we will suffer. If they do receive the required amount from the quality that makes them bioavailable, then you could live a dramatically long life, free from disease. Now, having met Jean Comet at 119, knowing she lived 4.5 to 5 more years in perfect health before she chose her time to die, knowing that Jack Elaine at 95 or 96 only died because he was exposed to a virus when he went to a hospital for a regular checkup. You have to understand that our human body is designed and is capable of carrying us well beyond 100 years. And this thing we call ageism, if you study the aging course at the David Sandoval Academy of Learning, sounds funny to say my own name that way, we'll just call it the Academy of Learning. But if you study anti-aging with me, you're going to learn about something called ageism. Ageism is the perception that we know when the end is near. For example, when I was coaching, if I told my girls to do 10 push-ups at 8, they would begin to get tired. At 9, their arms would wobble and they would barely do 10. But if I told them just to do some push-ups and I put on some really cool music and I started to tell an interesting story, some of the girls would do 10, 20, 30 push-ups. The ones who before would be getting tired at 8 because I did not limit them. I did not tell them that the end was near or what they were capable of. Because if you tell them to do 10 push-ups, they figure 10 must be as many as they could do. And we limit ourselves, and we look at somebody who's 70, who's walking with a cane, or 80, who's, well, near death because the average age is lower than 80. And we have to tell ourselves, is that me? And then we start to imagine that it will be us. Then we start to act like it is us. Because when we see it, we believe it. And when we believe it, we achieve it. That works for the good, and it works for the bad. I saw a 190-year-old woman who was in perfect health, so I saw it. So I saw it so I could believe it. I had to see it before I could believe it, maybe. But you have to see it in your mind, not just in front of you. It has to be both, or it has to be one or the other. But you have to see it first. Imagination is everything. I sit every day and imagine myself at 105, at 110. What will I be doing? What will I be learning at that age? Where will I be living? What will I be doing? It's amazing to have that type of anticipation. I don't think, oh my God, I only have a few years left because my average age is 75 and I'm already 50, so I must only have 25 years left. You've got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I still jump just as high, run just as fast. I'm just as strong. I don't have any aches or pains other than the pain I feel when I look in the mirror and see a couple wrinkles. The bottom line is I am no less physically capable of anything, and mentally I am more capable of anything than I've ever been at any point in my life, and I do not see this diminishing. With practicing yoga and Tai Chi and a strict adherence to a Purium lifestyle, I absolutely expect and anticipate living the exact life that I'm living now for as long as I can imagine, without exception, period. And I want all of that for you guys as well. I wake up every morning with such optimism that I lift my legs up in the air, I throw them down, and I use the momentum of the weight of my legs to throw the body, top part of my body up, and I greet the day with a big smile, just not being able to wait. I just am in such anticipation of the amazing things that could happen on any given day. But if you're worried about paying your bills, if you're worried about whether you have taken your medication, if you're worried about whether you or someone you know is so sick that you cannot enjoy life, if you've forgotten that joy and happiness and ecstasy are your birthright, if you've forgotten that the greatest freedom you could ever have is freedom from disease. In this political season, when we talk about freedom, forget about all those other freedoms of assembly and the freedom to vote and all that. When you're so sick and so scared and so tired that you can't even express any of those freedoms, they do not matter. They don't. And if those freedoms begin to be taken from you, how are you going to defend them? How are you going to fight for them if you're so weak, if you're so medicated, if you're so afraid? You're listening to the Purium Lifestyle Call. My name is David Sandoval, and that's the least important thing you're going to hear. I want to ask you, if you ask yourself each and every day, what are you doing to strengthen the cells of your body so that you can maximize your longevity, so that you could what? Well, yeah, so that you could experience joy and happiness and ecstasy and all that, which is your birthright. But what about the responsibility What about the next seven generations of children who will come after us? What are we leaving to them? Are we leaving them air that's so polluted by lead and water that's so full of plastic? Are we leaving them an earth that's so depleted of natural resources that have then been turned into the very poison that's killing our children? Do we stop and think about the cost of the cost? Yeah, it's cheaper, but at what price? It's cheaper today so that we can mortgage our future of our children, and that's not the way it used to be. For the first time in history, our children will not live longer than our grandparents. For the first time in history, our children will not live longer than our grandparents. This is called the precipice. This is called the turning point. This is called a canary in a coal mine, and yet we sit, and I don't know how many analogies I'm going to use, but we sit like with our heads in the sand. And I don't understand why. And so there's a wake-up call. There's a wake-up call happening. There is a paradigm shift that's going on in this world. And there's soon going to be two classes of people. And this has nothing to do with whether you're rich or poor, whether you're old or young, whether you're male or female, whether you're black or white, or whether you're American or foreign. There are going to be two classes of people, and those are the people who will be beholden to the pharmaceutical industry and to the giant food companies, and will ultimately suffer, truly suffer, physically, emotionally, because of the pain brought upon them by those bad decisions, those bad choices that we make. And there's going to be those who have chosen to be careful about what they eat, to be cautious, to reject GMOs and artificial colors, artificial binders, fillers, and excipients, artificial sweeteners, GMOs, irradiated, homogenized, pasteurized ingredients. There are going to be those who are the label readers, and they're the ones who are going to live to be old and wise. You know, I talk about the eclipse of freedom. I talk about the eclipse of wisdom. Excuse me. The eclipse of wisdom happens when, now stop and think about this. I want you to imagine that you're me and you're a child growing up with parents struggling economically. And every day, dad and mom have worked 10 hours a day, and then they come home, they have four kids and a lot of bills. And they're not at their best. They don't have a lot of patience. They don't have a lot of love to share because they're tired and they're scared and they're broke. And all of a sudden I look at them and I go, wow, I don't want to turn out to be like them. They really don't have much patience and they don't have much love. Then I see my grandparents. It's like, oh my God, they have wisdom and they have patience and they have love. So while my parents aren't perfect, I guess that's temporary. But I'm going to grow up to be like my grandparents and my great-grandparents. Apparently the older you get, the better you get. But not anymore. See, our grandparents are medicated. Our grandparents have Alzheimer's, they have dementia, they are suffering from diseases, they're taking so many medications, they're probably in an old age home or a hospital, or maybe just not well enough to participate. I don't mean all of them, I mean too many of them. And I want to create an army of really strong, really old, really wise role models. But that's never going to happen if we don't rever old people. And we're never going to rever old people if there isn't a reason to respect them. And there won't be a reason to respect them if they haven't had a chance to grow old and wise. And unfortunately, the eclipse of wisdom is this loss of our elders. The loss of clear thinking, healthy, wise elders to guide our youth, to guide the future of this planet. So I'm encouraging each of you to become one of those wise elders despite your age. Now, I've got something, another favor I want to ask of you. I want everybody to get ready to go into action. Give me one moment. You know, I get up on my high horse, you could call it my pedestal, You can call it my pulpit, whatever it is. I am serious about bringing attention to the issues that negatively impact the quality of our lives. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid to be the person that might be a little bit controversial. But to be honest with you, I'm a man. And the real healing energy that happens on this earth oftentimes comes from women. As I've said so many times, everybody who is alive today, unless a test tube was your mother, came from a woman. And we have our life and we have our nurturing to, oh, whether it be breastfeeding or bottle feeding or hugging or holding or simply carrying for 9 months, and having their bodies distorted and enduring unbelievable pain, everybody came from a woman, from a mom. And that means that women hold a very special place. And I want women to be able to step into that power. I want women to be acknowledged. I want women to be bold. And I want them to do what the Dalai Lama said they can do when he said that Western women are going to save the planet. And the reason why, as I've said, is because they're educated, they're motivated, and they've been held down far too long. So for all the men listening, if there's something you could do to make the world a better place, encourage all the women in your life, your daughters, your sisters, your mothers, your aunties, to right now join the Million Mom Movement. Mothers, if you're out there, daughters, sisters, grandmothers, join the Million Mom Movement. Go to the Million Mom Movement Facebook page. Take the pledge. Now, I see there's over 200 people on the call tonight. If we could get 25% of you to go to the Million Mom Movement page and take that pledge that you will read labels, that you will take responsibility for your children, your family, and your planet, that you acknowledge that you are a caretaker, that you are a healer, that you are the future, that you are going to be one of those who leave the planet better for the next 7 generations of our children. So please, everybody, I'm not joking, go right now, if you can, go to the page, the Million Mom Movement page, and please take that pledge and tag everybody you know. By tomorrow morning, I want no fewer than 50 new people. Could you guys do that for me? Could one of you out there get 50 people to sign up? I bet you can. Let's have a sign-up pledge right now. Let's all of us dedicate to really doing something, to not just listening. To not just thinking, to not just hoping, but to doing. And the Million Mom Movement is real. And it's growing. And the pictures, the stories, the sharing is incredible. The recipes that I see and just everything. The pictures of your children making, you know, pudding out of the Love Super Meal and the Kids MVP. And, oh, my God, it's so inspiring. So, you know, I've been called a real mother, but I'm not a mom. So it's going to be up to you guys to take that torch because, men, we can only do so much. But, you know, we cannot bring the same mother energy that you can. So let's take this. And fellas, that doesn't mean we're left out of this by any means. We are the tremendous beneficiaries of having powerful women lead us. Lawrence DaCosta, if you're listening, I love you, brother. I remember one time seeing you up on stage. You and I are standing off to the side, and your amazing, powerful wife and incredible mother of your children was there on stage, and she was in her power. And you looked at me, and you said, oh, my God, sometimes I can't believe that I'm married to such an amazing woman. And how many Purium husbands feel that way? Oh, my God, so many. So many. So, you know, we are Purium. We're a family of like-minded people dedicated to a cause, and that cause is to change the world, to acknowledge that the quality of our life is going to be equal to the quality of the food we eat, to the thoughts that we think, to our ability to accept the fact that we can improve, that we will improve, that we must improve, and that the world that we leave behind is our legacy. And that legacy is something that we're so proud of with our new Terra Pouch and with our organic standards and our gluten-free standards. And there's just so much more to come. I'm telling you, by Christmas and shortly thereafter, there's like fireworks going to happen in this company. I'm telling you. We are working on some amazing things. So we are just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. This is the tip of the iceberg, and there is so much more to come. I want to thank all of you who are on the call tonight, and I want to do what we always do, and that is to take one moment to get together as a family and to say hello, to say thank you, to say mahalo, to say arrivederci, ciao, whatever it is you're feeling. But I'm telling you how I'm feeling right now, and I'm feeling like you guys could change the world, that together we could change the world. Remember, I can, you can, we can change the world. I believe it. I know that you do.